the difficult part of the journey. Yeah, welcome to the difficult part. I mean, the road to Kong is a doddle, except for the one feature of Galway City that puts me off it. And it is that all the way around Galway are a series of roundabouts. I mean, too many to count in my book. And you can very easily find yourself coming off at the wrong one. And I'd much prefer, of course, and I think the planners are bound to be right, but I'd like a signpost that said Kong. And there won't be a signpost saying Kong. I have this half-baked idea, because I haven't done my proper preparation, that I should be looking for the road to Sligo. But if you're not careful, you can be attracted into Cork City. And, you know, the trouble with if you go into Cork City, you might never get to Kong, because Cork City is a drop-dead attractive place. Synonymous in my mind, the one city in Ireland that's synonymous in my mind with fun, enjoyment. I mean, I have to say that I think Galway is the best branded place in Ireland after Dublin. But that's an old bugbear of mine. Anyway, we'll move on. But yes, I'm heading here. The airport is 1 kilometre away, and I'm on the NA scene, and, you know, we got a Sunday market taking place in Clare Galway. And I've got Carnmore Kitchens off to the right, and I've got Sligo 133 kilometres. Well, anyway, welcome to the next episode, and I'm not going to keep this up. I mean, there is no way I'm going to keep up, you know, at this rate. I'll talk the whole weekend. Black cows, the black bulls of Aileach, was it, or Connacht? Anyway, you know the war between the brown bull of one province and the red bull, I might be, of another. One of the most famous Irish folk tales of all time. Moniva, I-V-E-A, off to the right. Anyway, here we go. The dice is cast. There's no turning back. You know, returning would be as difficult as the crossing oar. By the way, if you happen to know where in Shakespeare that comes from, please let me know. I ran into difficulty on Friday with that one. But yeah, we're into cattle territory. Now, we're skirting the Burren, so there's no more Burren, and we're actually heading for the lakes. The lakes of County Galway, famous for their fly fishing, etc., etc. The Corrib and Loch Mask, I don't know either of them well, except that I had an uncle who was an oblate, who used to go, that's a member of a religious order, and he was a priest. A big fat guy who was tremendous, and we loved him to bits, Uncle James. Garden centre off to the right. Hawkins Garden Centre, open 7 days a week. We got a little bit of a logo there, and they're telling me to have a safe journey. Well, anyone who tells me to have a safe journey from their business leaves me with a kindness. And that will be, you know, that will perhaps, you know, what comes around comes around. And when I next pass, I'll go in to see the kind people of that particular place. And I remember more that they're kind than the name of them. And Burdens is open to the public. The public will be burdened if they go to Burdens. An unfortunate name for a business. But you ain't got, I mean, if that happens to be your surname, what are you going to do? You're going to have to do a bit of hard thinking. But of course, there's no thinking behind a business that is named after its owner. I mean, that's a doddle. You just call yourself by the name of your family, and you then build up from that basis. And, you know, what do you tell people? You mainly tell people you're a family business. You don't actually, you could be any kind of a family business. But anyway, we got a corporate park. We've got Clare Galway Corporate Park in on the right-hand side. I fear that is a white elephant or a Celtic tiger. I mean, this is really, I get twitchy in places like this, that I might be looking at a ghost, what do they call it, ghost estate. Ah, a tractor! The first tractor on the road from Kong, coming in this direction, passed me at 9:29. Hold on, a right turn off to Sligo here. wonder where the right turn to Sligo is. It's here. I'm going to go on the road to Sligo. Now, I must be a little bit careful that I'm not making an assumption that the road to Sligo is the road I should be on. But I know I shouldn't be on the road to Galway, and I know, I have a gut feel that Tuam is on the water. And, you know, we're going into water territory now, folks. I mean, it is watery sky. I mean, it could very easily piss rain on top of us. There is Super Value Hughes of Clare Galway. Great gas. Gas is being sold here at 1.59 for the unleaded 0.9. So it's 1.52 and 1.56.9, so it's 1.40. It's 1.47. So there we are, 1.52 to 1.47. The spread is 5. So with a spread of 5. Ah, a castle! A castle! A kingdom for a castle. I'm passing the Arches Hotel, which has a village store. I'm passing an ancient bridge, which has got, I don't know, about 9 arches. And I'm passing a castle, which has been restored. I can see almost breeze blocks up there on top of it. I don't know, it looks like somebody's house, to be truthful. I don't know what it is in there on the right-hand side. I'm passing and I'm not stopping, so how the hell would I know? And they certainly... Anyway, it looks as if it's got loads of stone. Yeah, so this part of the world. We're in Connemara, folks. Connemara, yeah. We're not really in the heart of Connemara as we go up the east side. But by the time we get to Cong, we will be. Do you know, I think I can't be more than about 25 miles from Cong. So... that means that I'm only about 25 miles away from a cup of tea. I think I'll check into my hotel first. Although checking in... no, I won't. I'll find some people to converse with at the unconference. Okay, big old taxis. They're advertising that they give €2 off every fare above €10. I never seen that. Ah, store, Toy Store Junction. Jonathan Am. Who are toystorejunction.com. Okay, I know they're not like Party World in Tramore, but the way they've done their name is a little bit reminiscent of the Party World, the new Party World, I'll call it the word mark. Laka, Laka, L-A-C-K-A-G-H. Do you know that AGH, you know, which would be really confusing to somebody who had nothing to do, you know, didn't know how to pronounce Irish language. Now we're in the fall, small fields. There I have cows sharing with sheep. But anyway, Laka, AGH at the end of a word is pronounced ah. Not ach or ag or anything like that, just ah. So if you're a Mac Dun AGH or a Mac Dun A. If you're a. Anyway, I won't pretend. I'm actually heading into a territory where there'll be a few people at this unconference who are fluent native Irish speakers, and there'll be a few more who aren't. Who are fluent speakers but aren't native, you know. In other words, there are quite likely to be a few Gaelgors at this event, you know. And I don't know whether they'll be blogging in Irish. I wonder, did any of the blog posts that went up on the congregation.ie website, where you can find them under the heading blog papers, but I wonder, are any of them in the Irish language? I would like if they were, just as I would actually be love if there was one in French, because I would be able to stumble my way through reading that. But I'd love, you know, one in Chinese, because, you know, in this day of social media, we could log on, we could bring Google Translate to our aid. So there's no excuse for not writing blog posts in the language, and there's every good reason to write them in languages other than English. You know, why should we be so... Anyway, here's Knockdoe, K-N-O-C-K-D-O-E. Can't pretend I've ever noticed Knockdoe before, and there's the Guinness with the strapline made of more. How much did Guinness pay for the strapline made of more? And what was the process by which they developed it? And when was it first invented? Answers, please, on a postcard, handwritten, addressed to, well, O'Mahony Blog, Cork. Quite interesting to know whether that would actually reach me. Slána Walia. Slána Walia. For somebody who was pretty crappy at Irish at school, had to do it, was forced to do it, and didn't really come out of school with a huge love of it, and has since lost almost all of his Irish, I have a huge love for the sound of the language. And you know, it wouldn't take that much to persuade me that I need to spend 2 weeks in the Gaeltacht, because I live in the Gaeltacht. I think Gaeltacht is a made-up word and probably means, you know, the place of the foreigners, as opposed to the Gaeltacht, the Gaol, Gaol. Ón Ollaoirí, come to my aid, please. Who else do I know who's a native, who's a speaker of Irish? But how wonderful it would be to be able to be have the vloss or the bloss, to have the accent and be able to speak the language and be able to move seamlessly. But I'd have to tell you, though, I don't want to pretend to be something I'm not. If you held me up against a wall and said, which would you prefer to have, Paul? Fluent Spanish or fluent Irish, I would have to say, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, I'm afraid I have to admit that the ability to read, Don Quixote in Spanish would win, I'm afraid, as indeed would Pablo Neruda. You know, I'd have to say that I'd go for Carrigadulla, I think. Maybe I didn't pronounce it right. Anyway, there is a chance that I'm on the wrong road, you know. The road to Sligo might skirt Cong on the eastern side. So I really do feel a need to break off. I'm running out of battery, you will be very glad to hear. Because I've only got 27% left. And I have a phone which has got a... Oh my God, I've gone over. I've gone over my 10-minute limit. Okay, I've got to stop. Bye. May see you later or may not. If I don't see you later, tune in to hashtag CONG13 all day today. There might even be some live streamed content on Google Plus later on from that man, that great, you know, top gold on all good social networks. Anyway, who else do I want to publicise? I want to publicise Oink. Sorry, not Oink. O-N-K. E-O-I-N-K. On Twitter, yeah, link up with him. He's a clever cookie and a real community guy. They're the two people. Actually, link with Con. Hashtag CONN. I'm jealous. I mean, anyone who managed to get in early on Twitter and get themselves a hashtag like CONN, Con, I mean, they were the lucky ones, you know. Who the hell has got hashtag Paul? I don't know, but it isn't me, and I kind of, you know, wish I had it. Okay, that's it. Signing out on the road to Cong, heading for Google Maps. Bye.